Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Calvary was Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. My. Praise God.
And from all Just as much of a testimony as it was the first time I ever sang. You see, I thought number one would surely be me, and I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk, Lord, without you holding my hand. No, I can't.
I can't even walk.
'cause I can hear a woman without you holding my hand.
That's the hardest thing for the Christian to learn, is that we cannot do it without Him. Well, I can't even walk
without you holding my hand. Oh, the mountains too high, and the valley. Yeah.
And praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise and glory and honor. All power, authority belongs to Jesus. All glory, blessings, honor, adoration belongs to Jesus Christ. He is the King of all kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He is the rose of Sharon. He is that lily that you will find in your valley experience. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless him this morning. May the glory of Almighty God just arise upon us and settle on us. Let his glory, the glory of Almighty God, rise upon us. And settle upon us. Settle on this service. Settle in our hearts. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Father, we just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning to a new day, a dawning of a new day. We thank you for your grace and your love and your goodness in our lives. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love. We bless you. Hallelujah. We adore you. Now, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Father God, even our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you see our hearts, you see our thoughts, you see things that others do not see. And Father God, we just ask for mercy in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you are creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Father God, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. The blood that gave us the strength of day to day. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, the healing power, in the blood of Jesus, the redemptive power in the blood of Jesus, the sanctification in the blood of Jesus. We claim all the unlimited blessings. Unlimited breakthroughs in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor on our children, grandchildren, spouses, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance to assist us as we go into prayer this morning. in the name of Jesus. We pray for assistance in the name of Jesus, divine angelic assistance to minister to us, to lead us, and to guide us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we surrender ourselves to you. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives. Lead us, direct us, guide us, teach us. Give us a deeper understanding and revelation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining, we want to say good morning. Good morning to you. We thank you for joining us this morning. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu. There is a word, hallelujah, from the Lord this morning. And, of course, this is the Sabbath day, Saturday. We're going to have Holy Communion. Hallelujah. So get your communion ready and get ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord will be speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to just do this one worship song and then we'll go into the Word. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have found, as I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, and yet somehow I knew his eyes were watching me. That sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through like they were only tiny grains of sand. Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. The anchor hold,
I have fallen on my knees.
Yes, I have.
As I face this raging sea, the anchor holds, despite the storm. I've been young, and I'm older now, yes. There has even been some beauty that these eyes have seen. But it was in the night. That I faced the storm, the storms of life. But that's where God proved his love, proved it to me. Yes, he did. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. The ship be battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. Oh yes, anchor holds, despite the storm. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Despite the storm. Thank God I have found the anchor.
And we all for the anchor, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Lord, all of you, Lord, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I decrease and, Lord, increase, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelation of your word this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles, please, with me to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 25. I'm going to start reading from verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let not that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in a way that he should choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they that hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul. Deliver me, let me not be ashamed, but I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's a great psalm to pray as a prayer when you're going through different trials and tribulations. But the Lord took me to verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. I want you to underline verse 14 because I'm going to talk about verse 14 today. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with those that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I know there are many times, every one of us, we hungry, we desperate for the Lord. Hallelujah. We many of times, we just want, I mean, all the time for me, we want to be in his presence. We want to know what he's speaking. We desire to hear from him. We have that hunger and thirst. Hallelujah. And if you don't have it, I pray that you get it one of these days, because it's one of the greatest things to have, to want to have. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So what does it mean, the secret of the Lord? The secret of the Lord is from, which we read from 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show, when you fear him, he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. When I read this, I started meditating on it, and my spirit, I said, oh my God, let me go. Because it's good to take time to read your Bible. You take time line by line, precept by precept, and you read the Bible, and you want to understand. We just don't want to rush when we read the Bible. We want to take time to read each and every verse. He said, the secret of the Lord. So, the secret of the Lord. So my spirit was arrested. Hallelujah. And as my spirit was arrested, I said, oh my God, that, this is something I really, really want to know. So when you pray, and you pray to the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. What does it mean? What the secret of the Lord? What is it? Something literal? Is a literal secret? What does it mean? Hallelujah. God is communicating. There's something in this verse that he is communicating. How many of you right now want to know that the secret of the Lord, the secret of the Lord? So when I was doing my studying, I decided to look in the Strong Concordance and look up the word secret in this verse about the secret of the Lord and what it means. And it means in when I studied the verse, went into the concordance, a session, a company of persons in close deliberation, by implication, intimacy, consultation, a secret assembly, inward secret counsel. In other words, the secret of the Lord means close, intimate, secret consultation with Him. Hallelujah. In other words, the secret of the Lord means close, intimate, secret consultation with Him. Walking in the secret of the Lord. Walking in, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Walking in the secret of the Lord. That means what it means? A close, intimate, secret consultation. Hallelujah. With the Lord. Walking with Him in the garden that Adam and Eve did in the cool of the day. Walking in the secret of the Lord. That's what it means. Number one, walking with Him in the garden in the cool of the day. Number two, it's the opportunity for you to meet together with the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Just the four of you alone in close deliberation. It is an opportunity for to meet together with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You and then you, just the four of you alone in close deliberation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the there's no friend, no prayer partner. It's just you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost discussing in close deliberation. Hallelujah. When we look at number three, it's a secret, close, nobody else invited. Intimacy comes when you're jealous of spending time with your favorite person. Hallelujah. That means you don't want no one there. You just want you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of the secret of the Lord. That the Lord Himself is your favorite person and you are His favorite person. That close intimacy. That secret of the Lord is an example where you and your spouse are together. Why would you want the people to watch what you're doing? Hallelujah, what you're saying. You spend time with your spouse. There's some secrets only you and your spouse know. Think that only you and your spouse. That is an intimacy, that secret. You want to have that secret, that personal deep intimacy with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit where you can talk. That's the secret of the Lord. Do you want this kind of intimacy and communication with Him? Communion with Him. That means I don't have to go to no one else. You want that close, intimate relationship where He can communicate with you, that you can hear from Him. When you have that intimate communication, you don't have to run around with itching ears and wanting to find out what the Lord said. What the Lord said, no, because He will speak to you on a one-on-one level. Do you want to walk with Him and talk with Him? Do you want to meet with Him face to face, just like the Lord spoke with Moses? Hallelujah. Face to face. God told Aaron and the other the elders to stay down so that and to only Moses to go there, go into that place that he stays. On the seventh day, he went up into the month of the Lord when the glory cloud came and remained. Hallelujah. That intimacy. Moses, oh my God, that secret of the Lord. God gave Moses so much instruction, show him how to build a tabernacle. Hallelujah. That's an intimacy with God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us Enoch walked with God and he was not. That's an intimacy secret. It's no mama, papa, sister, children, husband. It's you and God. That intimacy, the secret of the Lord. You can have it. It's available to everyone. No, there's no respect of person. It's all if you want it. You can have that intimacy, that secret of the Lord. How can you have the secret of the Lord? By fearing God. By fearing God. When the Bible talks about fearing God, it is not talking about evil, demonic fear. No. It's not talking about that. Hallelujah. When the Bible speaks about the fear of the Lord, if we look at Isaiah 11, verse two. When we look at it, the spirit of the Lord, it says the fear, if you look at all, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel of mind, and you will say the spirit of the fear of the Lord. But there is such a thing as holy fear. Holy fear. Holy fear that comes when you recognize the awesome and terrible, magnificent power and holiness of God. Hallelujah. 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 That reference, that fear, there was a time many years ago, and I will never forget, I would never do this. I was afraid, really, really, really afraid. I wasn't even a minister. And me and my children were praying, and we were praying, and we were in my room, and we were praying, my children, and oh my God. And I just wanted the presence of the Lord so bad. Oh, God, I want you. I want your tangible presence. If I was praying, I didn't know what I was doing. But let me tell you, the presence of the Lord entered my room. One of the most powerful ways. I couldn't open my eyes. It's like I wanted to go under my bed because it was so powerful. My daughter, Krista, she was younger in the room. I had my little niece and thing. Hallelujah. I remember my son opened the door and he fell back. I will never forget that experience. Hallelujah. And at that time, I wasn't a minister, and I was just, I wanted, and that is the referential fear. So when you hear sometimes, you hear pastors, I don't know, but I'm suggesting my experience. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. Yes, his presence. But when the presence of the Lord is really, really in a place, I'm talking about, because his presence will be there, but I'm talking about when it's 100%. Because God's presence is everywhere. You can have a 10%, 20% presence. Hallelujah. But when the presence of the Lord is fully, 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 all his presence, no one will be able to look up. They will fall on their knees. They worship us, their whole place, when the presence, the tangible, when 100% presence of the Lord comes, no. You can't stand up. Do you know who he is? That's why we got to have an intimate relationship with him. So it's the holy fear that comes when you recognize the awesome and terrible, magnificent presence and holiness of God. And you recognize that he is here with you right now in all that awesomeness. You know, he came, when he entered my room, he came in that awesomeness, that power, that terrible magnificence. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's why I thought I would die that day because I really wanted to, it was hallelujah. Having a holy fear of the Lord means that you obey him, you respect him, you reverence him, you hold him in the esteem that he deserves, and you know better than to cross him, both because you love him, and because you recognize that defying God is never a good idea. Let me read it again and say it again as I did my study on this. Having a holy fear of God means that you obey him, you respect and you revere him, you hold him in the esteem that he deserves, and you know better than to cross him. Both because you love him and because you recognize that that defying God is never a good idea. Hallelujah. In order to obtain the secret of the Lord, you have to be filled with a holy fear of the Lord. These days, people don't have no fear of the Lord. And not only, I'm not talking about the world, the church. But we need to have that holy fear of the Lord. I'm not talking about the fear that comes from the enemy, the fear, holy, that the fear that comes from the enemy is not holy, it's not clean. The fear that comes from the Lord is pure, holy fear of God. How do we become filled with the fear of the Lord? We pray for the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, mind. Oh, we like all that, I pray. But to you, truly, truly, when I studied it, I started thinking about it. When I did my study, oh, Lord, fill me with your fear, the fear of the Holy Ghost, fear of the Lord. I want the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I want an instilling of the fear, spirit of the fear of the Lord. This, I want an instilling. We always ask for wisdom, understanding, counsel, of might, knowledge. But it looks like when we come to the instilling of the, the fear of the Lord, we run. Hallelujah. How do we come filled with the fear of the Lord? We well, a great place to start is by asking God to fill you with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. One of the sevenfold manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Father, fill me with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. If you want that this morning, you can pray that yourself. Father, fill me fear of the Lord. Father, fill me with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We read about the spirit of the fear of the Lord in Isaiah 11, verse 5. We say, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eye, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Isaiah 11:1-5. And who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is actually the Holy Spirit. He is God. And when he shall call the spirit of the fear of the Lord in the Bible, this simply means he is manifesting himself in that moment with the express purpose of filling us with a holy fear of the Lord. Holy fear of the Lord. And since we know God is never holding back on us, since we know that God will give us more of the Holy Spirit whenever we ask him to do so, Luke 11, verse 13. And since we know that in fact no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly, Psalm 84, verse 11. Then you can ask the Lord for the whole package, God, and everything that he has for you can be yours. God himself, his Holy Spirit, and every manifestation of his Holy Spirit can fill your life. He promised it. So how do you begin walking in the secret of the Lord, in that intimate communication he desires for his closest friends? Hallelujah. How do you? The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. You have to fear him. When you fear him in a holy way, you will walk in the secret of the Lord, and the Lord himself will show you his covenant. Hallelujah. Are you ready to ask the Lord to fill you with his spirit of the fear of the Lord and to give you the secret of the Lord? Are you ready to ask the Lord to fill you with his spirit of the fear of the Lord and to give you the secret of the Lord? Pray with me in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, Abba Father. Oh, Father, I love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Abba, Father. You mean everything to me. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for your son that saved me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for the help of your precious Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the times that you saved my life literally and spiritually. Father, I thank you and I bless you. Abba, Father, you are all good. Your mercy endures forever. You are sweeter than sweetness itself. Your words are sweeter than honey. You sustain our lives. We cannot make it 1 second without you. Thank you, Lord, for being our Father, Abba, Father. Abba, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to bring us into the joining of walking in the secret of the Lord. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bring us into the joining of walking in the secret of the Lord. If you need it, pray and pray for yourself. Abba, Father, in Jesus' name, you can repeat after me. Abba, or Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bring me into the joining of walking in the secret of the Lord. Teach me to dwell with you in your word, in your manifest glory, in your prayer, in your conversation. Teach me to seek out your hidden counsel. Help me to abide in you and in your love and to closet myself away with you in the secret place you taught us about in Psalm 91, verse 1. Holy Father, even while we go through the routine of our day, please keep us closeted away with you. We are exercising or we're going to work. We still ask that in our spirit and our soul that you will be communing with us in that hidden place. When we are in the grocery store, shopping, wherever we are, that you will be with us. When reclaiming our house and doing things, Lord, you will be with us. Hallelujah. We want to be caught up in your presence, in rapture, in your glory, and listening to your secrets. Abba, Father, tune our eyes and our ears and our soul and spirit to hear and see your counsel. Help us to deliberate with you closely at all times. Help us to keep your company and honor your presence. Help us to consult you on everything and to carry out your wishes in every circumstance. Show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. And in the words of Moses, we cry out, now therefore we pray, if we find grace in your spirit, in your sight, show us now your way that we may know and know you and that we may find grace in your sight. Exodus 33:13a. Father, we know you, but we want to know you more. You are enough, but the limited knowledge we have of you is not enough. You are everything to us, Jesus. You propel us forward and hold us together by the very word of your power. Oh, Lord, feed our spirit, our soul. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth, oh, Lord. Oh, dearest Father, you are infinite, so we can never be satisfied with the little bit of you that we know. We want to know you more, that you will be our anthem the rest of our days. Father, let us walk in intimacy and secret with you. Help us to assemble with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, every day, every moment, every heartbeat of our lives. Be thou our vision, O Lord, our heart, Lord, also save us. Hallelujah. Truly, let us spend the rest of our lives dwelling with you in intimate comfort and worshiping you in the beauty of your holiness. Father, fill us with the spirit of the fear of the Lord who makes all things possible. Help us to obey you in all things. Help us to love and cherish you, Jesus, and your sweet Holy Spirit, the way you deserve to be loved, cherished, and obeyed. Help us to walk with you and talk with you in the garden of our lives, no matter what time of the day it is. Thank you, Abba Father. We give you all the praise. Thank you for making it possible for you to answer our prayer by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that you answer. Your answer is yes and amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, the secret of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you are praising? Just begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, and begin to thank him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, fill me up. Thank you for filling me up with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah, we want it all. We want it all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your Holy Communion ready in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, so that we can take the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your communions ready. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, I'm nothing without you.
Let me pray so we can take the Holy Communion. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you and thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this second. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you. We glorify your name. Your name is awesome and worthy to be praised. All glory and honor, thanksgiving, power, dominion, praises belong to you. We ask you to bless the holy sacrament, oh God. Breathe on it, Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for this, the turn from the natural to the supernatural. We thank you for the DNA that is in your blood and in your body that has been released into our whole, into the holy elements, the water, the juice, the bread and the crackers, oh God. We declare it holy unto the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. We ask you for forgiveness, oh God. Father God, if anyone that is not speaking to one another, we pray that they will make an amends before they take the Holy Communion. And God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for your mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for healing, deliverance, restoration, refreshing. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Thank you for teaching us this morning. Thank you for giving us understanding and revelation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, oh my God, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread, your crackers that represents the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. After the same manner, also he took the cup. May he have stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Just do it as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we shall not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when we come together to eat, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God, for the holy sacrament. Oh, Father God, those that are sick, we pray for healing. In the name of Jesus, restoration. But, Father, this morning, as you give us the word, fill us up with the fear of the Lord. Fill the leaders of this nation with the fear of the Lord. Fill the leaders of the nations of the world with the fear of the Lord. Fill the families, our children, with the fear of the Lord. Fill our teachers with the fear of the Lord. Fill our siblings with the fear of the Lord. Fill our spouses with the fear of the Lord. Fill us with your fear of the Lord, O God. In the name of Jesus and to those that do not know Jesus Christ, in our families, in our homes, leaders in the nations that do not know Jesus, we pray for the Holy Spirit to move upon their hearts so that they can receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Father, help us to reach out to more, to scare the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach to our families, our friends, not preaching by our words only, but by the way we live our lives. Let us be witnesses for you, Jesus. Teach us how to be witnesses for you. Help us in our walk with you, not a form of godliness, oh God, no, not a form, not an act, but truly being filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in your ways and doing what is right. Fill us up, oh God, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Without who the only one to be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding and counsel and might, who want to also be filled with your fear, the holy fear of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Just a closer walk would be granted, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those of you that have your Sabbath offering, just let's pray. Let me pray over it in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray over the Sabbath offering. We ask you to bless it in a special way. Father, every seed in the name of Jesus, We pray for fruitfulness and multiplication in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and we pray, Lord, that you release your Sabbath day blessings and anointing upon each and everyone under the sound of my voice. And we pray, Father God, that those that do not even have a seed and to give, that you will bless them. In the name of Jesus, and you will provide for them according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Sabbath day seed is not about how much you give. The Lord brought this to me a couple of years ago. And he said to me, Marco, I'm sure everybody got one penny to give. So it's not about the amount you give. It's about your heart in giving. So I'm sure everybody in their house right now, if you just look around, you will find a penny. Don't miss on your Sabbath day seed and say, I don't have all and to do. Hallelujah. God has given me that instruction years ago. Hallelujah. And I pray that you would get an understanding and revelation of what it means to give a Sabbath day. See, this is the seventh day. And I pray that you rest in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every one of you. And receive that resting. Hallelujah. In his presence. And receive all that he has for you. In the name of Jesus. Walk in your blessings. Hallelujah. Walk in his favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And desire him to know him more and more. If any one of you, hallelujah, we're just about to be launching a magazine on the 23rd of November. Hallelujah. I place it up those who want to pre-order. Go ahead and pre-order. Let me know. Amen. In the name of Jesus, text me and let me know. The magazine is fully loaded. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit. We have a lot of articles written by different leaders in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. A lot of the people, you've heard them. We have Apostle Cynthia Root, a beautiful article. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have Dr. Bra Root on kingdom leadership. We have prayers. It's very, very great. We have my daughter, Tina Wame Boyu. She talked about exercising and the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's great. So it's a great article, Christmas activities for the kids. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of things, the power of prayers. It's very, very loaded. It's about 60 pages, so you will get enough, more than enough. It's professionally done. Hallelujah. But most importantly, you will be blessed. It's called I'm Loving God. I'm Loving Me, and I'm Loving Others. It's just based on love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and loving your neighbors as you love yourself. So I would suggest that you pick it up. We spend a lot of time and money to produce this because I always move in a spirit of excellence. If I'm going to do something for God, I do it with the spirit of excellence. So it's not something you will find not done properly. It's done with the spirit of excellence. If you order ahead of time, we have gifts and stuff that we're giving out. Prepaid orders in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I bless God. I thank you in advance, and I praise God for each and every one of you. I pray that you have a wonderful and a blessed day. Stay in his presence. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.